Many people are asking if Jeb Bush is going to make his move at some point. He was seen as a front runner in the Republican presidential race, but his campaign has been seen as sputtering, and he's trying to reignite it. The first place he went after Wednesday's Republican debate was New Hampshire, and New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has been following him.
The large sign that hung above Jeb Bush's head during his New Hampshire campaign stops read, "Jeb can fix it." It was intended to refer to Washington, but to GOP voters like Larry Eller, who turned out to see Bush at Gino's Chowder Shop in Portsmouth, the first thing Bush needs to fix is how he's campaigned.
I'm just not sure he really wants it. I think it's a job you've got to really want, not just being talked into it by all the family members. Oh, yeah, you should run. If you don't want it, you're not going to do a good job.
Bush's trip to Geno's was something of a homecoming.
I told you I was going to come back.
Yes, you did.
The Bush family has visited this lunch spot for years. A picture of Barbara Bush even hangs behind the counter. But on this day, Jeb Bush spoke outside on a small pier lined with hay bales gone soggy from repelling the year's highest tide. Bush brought reinforcements, former U.S. Senator Judd Gregg and the president of the New Hampshire State Senate. The candidate himself spoke only briefly. He said he was a doer, not a talker, and said the job of president is about more than standing out during televised debates.
It's not about the big personalities on the stage. It's not about performance. It's about leadership. And the leader today in this country needs to be a unifier.
Bush then faced the press. He said his immediate strategy is to spend a lot of time in New Hampshire, and he also denied, strenuously, that his campaign is failing.
It's not on life support. We have the most money. We have the greatest organization. We're doing fine. Look, in October, late October of 4 years ago, Herman Cain was the front runner.
Bush's next stop was the college town of New London. There he drew more than 200 people to a town hall meeting. Bush fielded questions on topics ranging from entitlements to solar energy. He answered each at length, and the crowd seemed satisfied. As he walked out of the New London town hall, Republican voter Joe Shaw said he didn't think Bush did himself any good during Wednesday's debate, but he liked what he saw last night.
He's not a TV star, but I think he's a very genuine, honest guy. And pretty sincere, and I think we can use a little of that.
Jeb Bush's hopes of reaching the White House may ride on convincing other New Hampshire voters to feel the same way. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.